Good morning, everybody. Today is October 5th. I honestly cannot believe that it's October already. I'm still waiting like for summer to begin, and I guess it's over now. I guess I missed it. God's been so good and so faithful this last weekend, and then also just the last few seasons. I tell you that he's just been so faithful to allow me to have favor and to be able to share and meet so many amazing men and women as I am on my journey. But I love this call. I have to tell you, I just feel like that you guys have my heart and that you would get up every Monday morning, get on the line early with me. Some of you call in from California even, so it's really early there. And just start your week with me. I don't take this lightly, and I just want you to know how much I love and I appreciate you. This past weekend was kind of crazy for me. I'll be really honest with you. We had we're in the final preparation for our Live to Lead simulcasts that'll be airing on Friday. And just so much going on in that. I've never hosted an event like that. I've done lots of retreats on my own and even conferences, but nothing like this. And so it's been exciting, and there's some new and exciting things happening with the John Maxwell team around the Intentional Living launch. We're actually getting affiliate codes today so we can start sharing that experience with you. But God's doing a mighty work with people being intentional. By the way, if you do want to be included in that information, feel free to do me a favor and email us at support@beckyspeet.com, and we'll make sure that you get all that information so you can be a part of the free 7-day experiment on intentional living, and then maybe even join us for a 30-day journey or even beyond that. But message us at support@beckyspeet.com. But in the process, we had our women's retreat, and I thought, well, I can't not go to our women's retreat, and it's the first time I've been to the one at our church that we're attending now. For some of you, you know that we've been actively involved in church forever, I think, and we were elders at our church. I taught at our Bible college, but the Lord called us last January to start attending a new church in the area that we want to move to. So we drive about 45 minutes to an hour to get to church, and I just really felt like, you know, I needed to be at this women's retreat. And it was just amazing because the theme was brave, and I can't tell you, I was fed from the moment I walked in the door, and we walked in the door, and there's a full-size teepee, and it's all made out of ivory lace. And for those of you that know me, you know I love ivory lace, and of course, I had my ivory lace on, and it just was just fun to be there, and the worship was amazing. And you know, after I walked into the auditorium, met a few ladies, and then they turned the lights down low and the worship began, I just felt such a heavy presence of the Lord. And I wanted to be able to share and help impart a little bit of that to you. I'm not going to go over the message completely that we talked about, but just want to encourage you. So this is kind of the scenario. I want to paint the picture for you. So, you know, we walk in, and they give us these amazing little necklaces with arrowheads and a little brave charm on them. We have beautiful coffee and snacks set out in the atrium. We walk in. And, of course, I had my tea, which puts me in my happy place, and met these women, started the worship. And then after the worship, they did some announcements and drawings and things like that. And then the speaker came on, and she was just radiant, just an amazing woman. Her name is Tara Jenkins from Chicago. And she, I loved it because she was just so real and authentic. And for those of you that have been to any of my healing meetings or the meetings that I've ministered at, I talk about taking our masks off. And that was one of the things God had laid on my heart last week. And I had promised my coach I would do a periscope because I've been wanting to scope for a while now. And I said, you know what, on Mondays, I'm just going to tell you straight up that when I periscope on Mondays, there's not going to be any makeup. It's going to be no makeup Mondays because that's what my life is. I get up really early and start preparing. I usually am up late preparing, and then I go back to back starting at about 7 in the morning until usually anywhere between 9 and 10 at night with clients, and then I work on the rest of my admin stuff till 11, 12 o'clock, but it's a really full day. And I love it because it helps start the week in the direction that I want it to go in. I want it to be intentional. I want it to be purposeful. But the Lord said, you know what, just show up how you are. So you guys, if you get on Periscope later today, when you say get on Periscope, you're going to see that it's going to be No Makeup Mondays, and all the masks are going to be taken off. We're going to keep it real. And one of the things she did is she was talking about the song that What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger, was how she opened up. And I thought about that because I've thought so many times, I love that song because I feel like that the enemy tries to take us out, right? We're told in the Word that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I feel like a large portion of my life has been overcoming. I don't know if it's been that way for you or not. But I thought, how fun to hear that, because it's so true. And even Kanye, he has a song about it. And it actually came from a philosopher from the 1800s. I don't know if you know that or not. But I see it from the Word of God from forever, right? That if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. And sometimes we go through things just so that we can be stronger, maybe help somebody else through the journey, or maybe we have our own learning lessons in the process. But sometimes it feels like the giants against us are huge, right? So I want to talk to you a little bit today about the pizza boy in the Bible. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with him or not, but let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll talk about not hating on the pizza boy. Father God, I love you, and I thank you, and thank you for those that have joined us this morning. I pray that you will bless them and encourage them with your word today. Thank you for this opportunity. Lord, I ask that I would decrease, that you would increase, that you would speak through my mouth of clay and bring clarity and divine understanding to your men and women, your sons and daughters, as they hear my voice. Thank you for those that are able to attend with us live this morning. Bless them abundantly, Lord, and for those that are listening to the recording. Father, we love you and thank you, and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, one of the things that I've noticed in my journey is it doesn't really matter what the process is, but I can glorify the Lord even in the middle of it. And God preserves his people for his purposes. He's preserved you for his purposes. Now, I'm sure that you've probably got a story where God, you know, preserved you because you were in a situation where the enemy was trying to take you out, whether it was physically, with your health, a car accident, a bad marriage, a bad relationship, just anything that can take you out of the game. But God's faithful because he wants to keep you strong. You know, it tells us in Ephesians 6:10-14, it tells us about the whole armor of God. But I want to read the first verse. It says, in conclusion, okay, so this is the end of this thought, right? It says, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him and in the power of his boundless might. That he has so much strength that we can draw on that. We don't have to do it on our own. So even if you find yourself in the middle of the storm, I want you to take a look at what you're doing in the middle of the process. Now, this is going to take me over to a different chapter in the Bible, and it's 1 Samuel 17. And for those of you that grew up in Sunday school or been in church or been reading your Bible for a while, you're going to know that that's the story where a pizza boy showed up on the scene. And so let me kind of take you here. Chapter 17, 1 Samuel 17, verse 17. It says, then Jesse said to David, his son, take your brothers an ephah of roasted grain, 10 loaves of bread, and quickly run to the camp with your brother. Also take 10 cuts of cheese to the commander of the unit. See how your brothers are doing and bring back any news of them. So basically what he says, I want you to run him a hot cheese pizza. That's what I kind of took this as, is that, okay, so anytime you've got bread and cheese, and I'm sure there's a little sauce involved, we're talking pizza. And I'm not Italian, but I love having a pizza every once in a while. I think it's amazing. It tastes so yummy. But the funny thing was, is when he got to the camp, carrying the pizza, I mean, it tells you at the beginning of this, to be honest with you, if you go back to the beginning, I'm not going to read the whole chapter because it's pretty lengthy, but what it tells us is that the Israelites had been stuck there for a while, and what happened is the Philistines, they gathered all their armies, and they kind of surrounded them, so they couldn't get food really in very easily or out, and I'm sure these soldiers, the Israel soldiers, they were hungry. But let's kind of see what happens here. So just so you know, David had already been anointed at this point. But what he had been doing is he was just like the person that everybody kind of just forgot about. He was just the one that was kind of the lackey for everybody. He had to go and take care of the sheep and the goats, and if anything came up, he just had to take care of it. And their dad constantly was forgetting them. And he went into this place of battle. He's bringing this food, this amazing food for them. And just think about it. You know, he's got warm grain and cheese pizza. And he's walking right into the middle of it. And as soon as he gets there, God's timing is amazing, right? What happens is Goliath, this huge giant, is bellowing and kind of screaming at them to intimidate them. How many times have you ever gone into a situation unsuspecting, just doing your thing, just going to help out, and all of a sudden your enemy, your giant, starts screaming and attacking you? Or maybe it's just that voice you hear in your own head. And it starts talking. And what happens is we have a choice. We can either choose to give in to that and be afraid of it, or we can decide that, you know what, we're going to take this on as a battle, right? And we know that according to Ephesians 6, what we just read was that in God's might, with our union through him, that we're going to be victorious. And I don't know if you realize this or not, but you've already been declared by unanimous decision that you're a winner. It's already stated in the Word. If you read the last book of the Bible, Revelation, it might freak you out a little bit, but I want to encourage you that keep reading all the way to the end, because guess what? We win. When it's all said and done, we win. And Jesus already did all of the work, when he died on Calvary and rose again. It's already taken care of. You know, I don't know what God's doing in your life. I'll be really honest with you. But I do know that God's got his eye on it. And it tells us in Zechariah 4:10, not to despise the small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. So whether he's beginning the work in you, or he's completing the work in you, or you've just got some giant bellowing at you, you're victorious. He already called you victorious, even when you feel defeated or you feel weak. God knew from the very beginning that when David showed up on the scene, he was going to be the one that wasn't going to be afraid. It goes on in 1 Samuel to tell us in verse 48 that David ran quickly to the battle line. Now, before he did, he asked some questions. And I'm telling you, he made his brothers mad, because what he did is he just said, you know, what's wrong with you guys? Why are you still standing here? Why isn't anybody accepting the challenge? Don't you know that our God has our back and he wants to have us be victorious? And what they said to him just really surprised me, because in verse 24 of 1 Samuel chapter 17, it says, when the men of Israel all saw the man, they fled from him, and they were frightened. The men of Israel said, have you seen this man who's coming up? Surely he's coming up to defy Israel. The king will... And so how silly that they would be upset that the Philistine would be intimidating to them, right? And they said, can you believe it? But what the king's going to do is he's got all this stuff he's going to give any guy that'll be brave enough to stand up to this. And the reason is because they're going to get killed. But he's going to give him great riches, and he's not going to have to pay taxes or pay Uncle Sam anymore. And he's going to get to marry this hot woman that's his daughter. It's going to be amazing. And David, he's like, dude, I got God on my back. I already know I'm victorious. Man, I was able to slay the bear when it came. I was able to slay the lion. I can surely slay this dude. And I get all this stuff, and I can put my family in a great place because we won't have to pay taxes anymore. This is going to be amazing. So David, instantly, he's like, he's full of faith, and he says to these men, he says, what will be done for the man who kills the Philistine and removes the disgrace from Israel? Ooh, right then, it's kind of like he's dissing them, right? But I don't think he did it on purpose. He was just like, you know, man, this is amazing, but we got to stop this. And do you know what the response was? His oldest brother, his older big brother, he says, you know what, why did he come here? With whom did you leave the few sheep in the wilderness that you seem to take care of? I know why you're here. You're just presumptuous. And you and your overconfidence and that evil in your heart, you've come just to take a look and gawk at the battle. But what did David say? David said, what have I done now? Wasn't it just a harmless question? And then, you know what, he's like, you know what, in his mind he just thought, you know, you're just hating on the pizza boy, and you got to stop that. I'm going to get something done here. So he turned away from his brother to somebody else, and he asked him the same question, and the people gave him the same answer as the first time. And what happened is he got all excited. He's like, dude, take me to Saul. I'm doing this thing. And even his mentor, the king, said, dude, I don't think you can do this. And because I don't believe in that, I'm going to put this big armor on you, like, so it doesn't get too ugly. Or at least we don't have to see it. You can wear my armor and do it my way. But that's not what God had planned, was it? Not at all. He had his own way. And sometimes when we're in the battle, we don't get all the details. Sometimes we talk more about the giant in our life than we do with our words that can defeat the giant. Sometimes we look at something else or someone else as the champion, and we feel like, you know what, we're inadequate, and we're not able to do that. And sometimes we look at the history of the nation or the history of everybody else, and we forget to look at the history of the testimony that God's built in your own life. And I want to encourage those of you that feel like, you know what, I get this, but you know what, I haven't slain a bear. I haven't slain a lion. And I am just here trying to deliver a little pizza and trying to do my thing, even though it feels like it's small beginnings. But I don't have that victorious record that I can find. I want you to know that just because you haven't experienced victory in this area in your life doesn't mean that you can't be victorious. And it doesn't mean that the current champion that's trying to lord it over you is going to continue to be the champion. What ended up happening is the champion, his head, was actually the next trophy. I want to encourage you that if you're in that place where you're trying to do this in your own strength, to trust the Lord. He's got bigger plans for you. He's got something so much bigger for you, but he's listening to your vocabulary. I believe the Philistine was already defeated before David even picked up those stones. Now, David picked up several stones, not because he didn't think he'd get Goliath the first time and slay the giant the first time. He knew he would, but he had some brothers. And I don't know about you, but when I've ever slain a big giant, I've also had sometimes the littler giants, what I think would be those brothers of the giant, start speaking to me as well. Maybe it comes around your worthiness. Maybe it comes around you feeling beautiful enough, handsome enough, educated enough, approved enough. David didn't allow the approval of others to get in his way. His brother didn't approve, so he turned and he asked the other men, the other soldiers, who were that cowering and already defeated, even though they didn't have to. The only difference was David acted on the word of God. Even though he came up just delivering pizzas, he acted on the word of God because he knew the power that was inside of it. And we have that same opportunity. I want to encourage you this week to pull out Ephesians 6 and read over the whole armor of God. But start with the verse that we started with, that in conclusion, this is the end of the matter. Be strong in the Lord, draw your strength from him, and be empowered through your union with him and in the power of his boundless might. One of the things that we had the opportunity to do this weekend is our church is out in the country, on the countryside, out in the countryside in the hill country, and it's on the top of a hill. And they gave us about 45 minutes to go and just have some quiet time with the Lord. As women, a lot of times we don't get that. Men, I understand that too. You don't get that as well because we're always so busy with everything. And I had to take some time and really quiet the noise of all the expectations on me right now. And I sat there and I listened to the Lord. That was so fulfilling to me. I have my quiet time with the Lord. I pray every day. But there was just something about the quietness and the stillness of being in the hill country. And even though there were women around me, no one was speaking. They were just having that quiet time, allowing the Lord to speak to them. I'm sure David had a lot of that as he was out on the countryside and in the hill country with the sheep that God had given him to care for and to tend to. What are you doing with what God's given you? And are you taking the time to get away, to get strengthened, to get clear? And are you speaking the word? You know, I know David loved praise and he loved worship. And he actually, after one of the battles, it says that he was mocked because he was dancing before the Lord when he came back in for the victory dance. We already know we have the victory. When's the last time you were quiet with the Lord and listened? When's the last time you really got on your full praise and worship? And when's the last time you danced before the Lord? There's a worship song that I love, and it talks about God, what he does, and how he's parted the sea so I could walk right through it, and he's given me a voice so I can have the voice of victory. And over the last 4 years, 5 years, when I've really committed to serving the Lord with my whole heart, the enemy attacked my feet and my legs to the point where I couldn't walk. He also tried to take my voice, and I was without voice for a very long time. But I'm so thankful, and I give my glory to God because I decided at that moment that my giant, those giants, wouldn't stop me in my tracks. So whether you're delivering pizza or you're full on running into the battle like David did, I want to encourage you today. And I hope that these words have really ministered to your heart. I appreciate you being with me every Monday. And I just want you to know how special I think each one of you are. And God feels the same way. And if you've been through some things, some stuff, if you just feel like, you know what, I could barely get to the other side, or maybe you're even in that in process right now, I want you to know that you're victorious, that we love you, that we're here to pray for you, support you, and to do whatever we can for you in the process. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, forgive us for trying to lean on our own understanding or our own strength. Lord, thank you for your word and your encouragement. And Lord, thank you that you even showed that there was pizza in your word. I love it. And that even if we find ourselves feeling like we're just the pizza delivery boy, but we're faithful with what you've given us, that you will do your work in and through us, and we can defeat the giants in our lives and for those around us by speaking your word, standing strong in your truth, putting on the whole armor of God, surrounding ourselves with your word. You tell us that there's that belt that's around us, which is your word. And Lord, and we know that it's surrounding us. And I love that. And I love that the defensive weapon that we have is the word of God. Lord, help us to speak about that and not speak about our giants. Put a guard before our mouth, Lord, and encourage us as we move forward, Lord. I also pray that you'll continue to give Paul clarity, that you'll touch his heart, you'll touch his life, that you will give him exactly what he needs at this moment. And Lord, I thank you for the good report for Bonnie, and we praise you and give you the glory for that. Lord, we know she's got a doctor's appointment this morning and a small surgery on Wednesday. Lord, guide the surgeon's hands. Give them supernatural wisdom and help her to have the best care possible. We praise you that her husband's doing better and that we're moving in this direction to serve you to a greater capacity and a greater ability. Lord, we love you and thank you. We thank you that you've given us strong faith, strong belief, and that you've given us each other to help lift each other up and build each other up. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your love and your encouragement. We love you and praise you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great week, everybody, and feel free to invite your friends to come back. If you want the replay of this study today, just know it's always posted to Facebook later in the day, but they're all archived and available on my website, BeckySpeeth.com. If you click the free tab, you can scroll down and you'll see them there. Take care and God bless you. Make it an extraordinary week, and remember, don't be hating on the pizza boy. You just never know. Bye now.